Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes. We mentioned in the previous mission, Mishnah Ches, that if a woman is found to have yichud with a man, then she is presumed to have had relations with him. And there was a machlik, Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer on the one hand, versus Rabbi Yeshua. Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer assume that she could have had relations with even a mamzer or a nosin. A mamzer means someone who is married, who was born out of an illegal relations, and a nosin is someone descended from the Givonim in the time of Sefer Yeshua, when they became servants of the Jewish people, and they intermingled with us, but they're still not allowed to marry into the Jewish people. And therefore, if someone does have relations with a mamzer or a nosin, even if they're forced, whatever happens, that woman is now osa to marry a kohen. So Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Eliezer assume that she is believed to say that she had relations with a non-mamzer or nosin, and therefore she's still allowed to marry a kohen. The reason for their opinion, again, is because she has a chazaka of doing the more correct thing. But Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we don't believe her. Again, number one, because she's ruined her chazaka by doing the wrong thing, because she wasn't allowed to have relations at all. So now she's ruined her chazaka altogether. And number two, because he holds hamitz mechaveiro olav haraya, that the one who is trying to take something from someone else, they need to bring the proof that they deserve it. And in this case, she is trying to take her kasuba from the husband, and therefore she needs to bring the proof that it was not a mamzer or nosin. If she does not have a proof, then she does not receive a kasuba. Mishnah Tes will be exactly the same as Mishnah Ches, except for, in this case, she didn't not only have yichud, but she became pregnant from him. Hoysam Ober, says the Mishnah, if she was pregnant. Vomula, and they said to her, the basin said to her, Mati vishol obrazeh, what's the goodness, literally, of this fetus, meaning, where did this fetus come from? Me'ish pleini, she replies that it's from so-and-so. V'cheinhu, and me having relations with him still allows me to marry a kohen later on in life. What's she trying to say? Again, she's trying to say that it was not a mamzer or an osin. Exactly the same machlekes now. Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabban Gamliel, and Rabbi Eliezer say, ne'emenes, she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua says, lo mepihanu chayin, we're not living by her mouth. She has a chazoka of actually being pregnant to a nosin or a mamzer, until she brings a proof for her words, because again, and number two, she's messed up her chazoka by doing the wrong thing. Mishnah Yud. Omar Rabbi Yosi says, Maisa, there was a story. Betinaikes with a young girl, she yorda, who went down to the edge of the city, Lamalus Maimon Ayin, to fill water from the well, from the spring of water, and she was forced to have relations with someone. So now we have a problem, because we're not sure if the person who she had relations with, he's run off now, and we're not sure if he was a mamzer or an osin or not. Difference being, if he was one of those, then she is never allowed to marry a kohen again. So what do we believe? Do we believe her that it wasn't? How do we know? Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Im rov anshei ha'ir masin lakuna, if the majority of the people of the city would permit her to marry a kohen, meaning the majority of the city are not mamzerin and asinin, which is pretty much most cities, then she's allowed to marry a kohen still later on in life. This is a very important concept in Shas, again, rov. Rov means majority, and the rule is ruboi kakuloi, that the majority of something is considered like all of it. And since the majority of the city here would not forbid her from marrying a kohen, so we assume that anyone in that city who would have relations with her is not one of those, and therefore she is still allowed to